War I began in the year 1914. When England declared war on Germany, Canada was forced to join the war as England had control over Canada's foreign affairs. Canadians were excited to be sent overseas. Many expected the war to last for only a short time. What they didn't expect was to spend several years involved in intense fighting. Since 1914, Germany controlled Vimy Ridge, a strategic point located in northern France. The French had tried three times to take it back, but each time was unsuccessful. In late 1916, it was decided the Canadian troops would be the next to try and retake Vimy Ridge, led by General Julian Byng and Arthur Currie. They came up with strategies and calculated every move, putting the Canadian soldiers through intense practice and training before the attack. The soldiers soon perfected what became known as the Vimy Glide, which is walking at a steady pace to follow the creeping barrage of artillery fire. On April 9, 1917, the Canadians began their attack. Within the first 2 hours, the soldiers had achieved their first objective. The attack was completed 3 days later on April 12th, when the soldiers captured the Pimple, which is the last German position. The victory was a huge success. Not only did the Canadians gain Vimy Ridge, a strategic point for the Allies, but they also gained more ground, captured more prisoners, and took more artillery than any British offensive since the beginning of the war 3 years earlier. However, the number of casualties was high. 3,500 soldiers were dead, and 7,000 were injured. This was a significant Canadian victory because the soldiers achieved what others could not. This victory not only helped to turn the tide in the war, but Canada also gained respect from other countries. This helped Canada begin to gain more independence from Britain. Canada was successful in gaining our own seat at the Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War I and showed Canada's growing independence. For Canadians, Vimy Ridge was the most significant battle in the war. It was a major turning point then, and it led to deep and long-lasting change, both positive and negative. Canada began the road to autonomy, something that we enjoy today, but also led to conscription, forcing people to enlist. Many people were against it, in particular prairie farmers and French Canadians. This was yet another issue that split the French and the English, and continued the resentment and distrust between the two sides. Vimy Ridge helped to define us as a nation today, as looked upon by other countries. It united Canadians in a sense of pride and patriotism in our soldiers fighting abroad. On Remembrance Day, we should pay tribute to and remember the story of those soldiers who fought bravely to win the battle and, in turn, helped Canada begin to find its own identity. Remember the soldiers and their courage and discipline in fighting at Vimy Ridge.